everyone. How are you enjoying the Olympics? I haven't been able to watch much, but I have Peacock and I'm working my way through the replays very, very slowly. I did catch the end of the women's basketball game just now, and I'm very bitter and salty about all of the games taking place, all of the competitions that I want to see taking place when I'm asleep. I'm on the West Coast, and guess what? In 4 years, Los Angeles is hosting this shit. So, all y'all on the East Coast and in Europe who have an advantage with the time difference, especially people around the world, y'all will be fucked, and it is long overdue. Because tomorrow they're playing women's gymnastics, the beam, which is one of my favorite things to watch. It's starting at 3:38 a.m. Excuse me? Excuse me? This has been so challenging, and I unfollowed some accounts yesterday because I am so incredibly sick of everything being spoiled for me. Like, what? WTF? And Sha'Carri Richardson, I love her down. I think she's so pretty, so cute, so fun. Love her energy. It's so incredibly sad that she was not able to compete in the last Olympics, from smoking a drug that makes you slower, not faster. But is anyone else surprised that she got a silver? She washed everyone at the trials a few days prior. Or a day or a few days prior, she was so far ahead of everyone. I really thought she had this in the bag. What the hell? I don't know the history, so I don't know if the girl who beat her, like, I don't know. I was going to say it was always faster, but that's not true because Sha'Carri is the fastest woman in the world. So I don't know what took place. But I'm so glad that she got a medal finally. Well deserved, well earned. And when it comes to Simone Biles and Jonathan Owens, I've already done an episode about how we need to just support them. Let Simone be happy. We don't need to meditate on Jonathan saying that he always thinks the man is the prize. Like, he just misspoke. I don't think he's the best at interviews, and he misspoke, and people ran with that. And I hope that he will be able to live that down. But as far as right now, in the present, he's not living that shit down. And Simone keeps defending him. And it just makes me sad. Like, she's competing. She should be focusing on her competitions. But she's responding to trolls because she doesn't want people coming for her husband like this. It's like they've been married a year. Let it go, y'all. They're together. It's crazy. Okay. So let's get to it, exactly what I'm talking about here. So, what happened is on Tuesday, after Simone won a gold medal for Team US or Team USA won the gold medal for the all around, Jonathan Owens posted a picture of himself on Instagram with his arm around his wife, and he had Simone's gold medal around his neck. His caption was, "Witnessing history every time you step on the mat. Congrats, baby, on becoming the most decorated American gymnast in Olympic history." Just wow. Eight of them, So thankful I was there to see it. So he had over a million likes and a lot of comments. Simone commented herself, "My whole heart, I love you." That's so cute. So then the haters, of course, chimed in. So one user wrote, "Give the medal back, baby. That's not yours." Then a TikTok influencer made a video saying, "I'm annoyed that he's holding it. Be for fucking real. It's not yours." Sorry, another person added, "I'm annoyed that he's holding it. Like, be for fucking real. It's not yours." So then a TikTok influencer, I am not gonna name her because she's an idiot. The influencer said, "Take her medal off. All after all of the take her medal off. Was it you, Mr. Simone Biles, who was flying through the air yesterday? Was it you who spun like a top 30 times in the air and landed without stumbling? No, you were taking notes in the audience, and I thought that was cute. I was gonna give him a pass. I thought him keeping score in the audience was kind of cute. I was gonna take it easy on him. Let her wear the medal for the picture that you post. After everything that's gone on, that could be a pretty simple PR move. You already got made fun of by the entire internet for trying to overshadow your wife and undermine her accomplishments." So Simone herself chimed in on the video and left a comment that says, "Crazy thing is, I put my medal on every single one of my family members and took pictures. So don't ever make assumptions. Like, y'all are so fucking miserable. Leave us alone." So then this influencer posted another video saying that she was honored to be told to fuck off by such a talented woman. Okay. When will this shit end? Like, hearing her say this, that's why I didn't name drop her because I think she sucks. Hearing her say that she was honored to be told fuck off by such a talented woman, that made me LOL. Look at me using an acronym. It made me laugh when I read it, but when is this shit gonna stop? Like, Simone keeps on telling us, like, back the fuck off. Okay. So I'm gonna now read what some people said about this. Let's see here. And these are a few comments that I read on Reddit. Someone said, quote, "I think people continuing to dissect every little thing in their relationship is obsessive and it feels like a weird form of harassment. Simone has repeatedly asked for people to leave them alone. So at what point are people going to let it go? Making videos slash comments insinuating that he's a narcissistic bad person who's jealous of her success, all because he took a picture with her medal that she gave him is very strange. People are really reaching and projecting now." Another person commented, "It's also insulting to Simone. They don't like her husband and feel like crusaders, quote, protecting her from him. She's the most decorated gymnast of all time and a once in a generation icon, but some weirdos think she has no agency in her personal life." Another person said, "Someone said she needs to be warned about him, LOL. These comments are absolutely unhinged." Simone got on Twitter telling them to please stop, and they just kept telling her to leave him and all sorts of other stuff. I don't know who they are doing all of this for. End quote. Those were the comments that I read on Reddit. So I don't like anything about this bullying and harassment. Simone is beautiful. I really noticed at these Olympic Games how pretty she is. She is a naturally beautiful woman. Jonathan is a handsome man. They aren't outshining, one isn't outshining the other in the looks department. And I just hate that Simone is not able to be a dark, beautiful dark-skinned woman with a handsome, lighter-skinned man with light eyes without everybody trying to act like he can't love her for who she is. Like, there's a lot of subtext in all of this hate that they're receiving and all of this judgment. And that's what I think it is. I think they believe that Jonathan is better looking because why? Because why? Because he's lighter skinned? She's beautiful. She's talented. She's likable. Like, I do think, just based upon what I've seen throughout pop culture, which I've closely followed, I used to write about celebrities. I do think people are gonna let it go 100%. The hate will be greatly reduced the longer they stay together. They have to stay together though for a long time. And I think a lot of people will shut the fuck up as soon as she has a baby, but I don't know when that will be. But the longer they stay together, the more that they'll prove people wrong. However, it might really, really be a journey. It might take a while. But I do think that Simone knows that people don't want to let it go. I'm really sorry that Jonathan innocently said the bullshit he said on a podcast in December because he misspoke. People ran with his words. They made it headlines. They made it clickbait. And I just find it a little sad that her husband couldn't post a photo of himself wearing her medal at the Olympics while she's still competing, and she got flooded with all these hateful comments, and then she responded to them. Everybody is gonna put on somebody's Olympic medal. Telling like the husband, the spouse of someone to take off their partner's medal doesn't make any sense. It just doesn't make any fucking sense. Like, it's that simple. Like, I've worn an Olympic medal before. I interviewed a gold medalist when I was interviewing celebrities. I won't name drop that person. He's a swimmer, and I straight up like put on that motherfucking gold medal. Like, that's what you do when you're in the presence of a gold medal. Just like if you're in the presence of an Oscar, you would pick that shit up and hold it and pose with it. If you're in the presence of a Grammy, an Emmy, like, let's be for serious. So, we will see how the rest of these games shake out. I'm just happy that Simone is here representing dark black skin women, inspire or girls, inspiring the shit out of girls, all little girls all over the world who are seeing themselves in Simone. That is so incredible. Like, let's just give her flowers. People really do like to be so hateful, and it's weird. It's so odd. It's like there are other things to do. There just are. Jonathan keeping score is so cute. Like, honestly, that should be enough to make people shut the fuck up forever because I wouldn't be keeping score. Seeing him keep score is the most adorable thing. It is so precious. Like, I don't know. I hate this. I hate this hate for this couple, but it looks like the haters are gonna keep going, and it might take a while before they shut the fuck up. But like I said, I do think that they're gonna shut the fuck up. And Simone's gonna keep telling them to shut the fuck up. So maybe at some point they will listen. Sorry for, excuse my French. I have dropped quite a few F-bombs in this, and I feel like I try not to curse too excessively. on the podcast. So sorry about that, but I guess I just had to go there in defense of my girl. All right. Talk to you soon. Bye.